I'm Christopher Purdy, and this is Opera Abbreviated. Today, talking about Benjamin Britten's The Rape of Lucretia. If you think opera was the last thing on people's minds as Europe crawled from the ashes of World War II, you'd be wrong. For propaganda reasons, the Allies demanded the reopening of the Vienna Opera as of 1945. The building had been destroyed, but the company almost pitched a tent to perform The Marriage of Figaro. In Italy, the Teatro San Carlo in Naples was back in business shortly after the war's end. In Milan, La Scala had been bombed, but opera went on with or without a roof. In England, the famous Glyndebourne Festival was delayed in those years of austerity. There was no money, there were few instruments and fewer personnel. Big operas were not yet possible. Small-scale operas were fine, but even Mozart and Rossini would have been a stretch. Composer Benjamin Britten wasn't discouraged. He went to work on a new opera, The Rape of Lucretia. The legend of the chaste and faithful Lucretia, wife of the Roman general Colontius and her rape by Tarquinius, was the subject of an epic poem by Shakespeare and later a French play. Britten had a libretto prepared by Ronald Duncan, based on Shakespeare and André Aubry's Le Viol de Lucrèce. So we have an opera written for a small orchestra, but in no way a small opera. And Britten had a secret weapon, the British contralto Kathleen Ferrier, who sang the title role. Seldom appeared in opera. Her presence gave the work the glamour and the newsworthiness to guarantee a successful premiere. But even without Kathleen Ferrier, Lucretia is a powerful and in some ways disturbing opera. Lucretia, surviving a rape by the Roman general Tarquinius, faces her beloved husband Colontius and takes her own life rather than live with the shame. On one side of the stage sits the male chorus, a solo tenor, and on the other the female chorus, a soprano. They offer commentary and often filter the goings-on through a Christian aesthetic. It's a very effective device and offers good roles for dramatic-voiced singers. Colontius and his buddies argue and boast over their prowess with women. Lucretia, a prominent Roman matron, lives with her women. They keep up a respectable home without men who are away at war. It's not easy, this waiting. Lucretia's suicide and the idea of a woman taking blame for her own rape, both are onerous.
Give him this orchid, tell him I find its purity apt, and that its petals contain woman's pleasure and woman's pain, and all of Lucretia's shame. Give him this orchid, and tell
but Britain's music is too powerful to resist. The Rape of Lucretia was a huge success. The opera went on to performances in Edinburgh and Amsterdam, and English opera was back on the map. British musicians were once again gainfully employed. Kathleen Ferrier became a musical saint in Britain and Europe. She did well in the States, too. Her death at age 42 in 1953 was greatly mourned. Benjamin Britten's opera, The Rape of Lucretia, sings on in her memory, and 60 years later as an effective piece of music drama. I'm Christopher Purdy for Opera Abbreviated, a presentation of Classical 101, the WOSU Public Network.